Raise your hand if you've ever felt personally victimized by the Instagram algorithm. I know there were times in the past I'd be raising my hand. But today, we're going to pull back the veil on the algorithm so that you don't ever have to feel victimized again. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. The ever elusive Instagram algorithm. We sure love to hate it, don't we? Sometimes it can feel like we're in Mean Girls and the algorithm is Regina George making our lives miserable, making us feel personally victimized. Here's the thing though, we don't need to be victimized by the algorithm anymore. With a little knowledge, we can flip the mindset of fighting against the algorithm and instead start getting it to work harder for us. Let's start by clearing up some common misconceptions about the algorithm. First is that the algorithm is actually a thing. What I mean by that is so often we personify the algorithm like it has thoughts and feelings. But in reality, this just isn't true. Now, don't get me wrong, I am 100% guilty of this because it's hard to talk about something that's truly just a series of zeros and ones some code expert typed into computer. So that's why we kind of make it seem like a person. But that's exactly what the algorithm is. It's just a code. In its most simplified form, it just tells, if X happens, do Y. For example, if a lot of people like this post, show it to more people. Now again, that is super simplified. And that actually brings us to our second misconception, that there is one algorithm that runs Instagram. Nope. There's actually four different algorithms at work in the app. There's the feed algorithm, the explore algorithm, the reels algorithm, and the stories algorithm. So with all of the complexity, no wonder we feel like it is this big mysterious entity dictating our social media success. And that brings us to our last misconception. No one knows how the algorithm works. Okay, this is partially true. We will never know every single in and out of the four Instagram algorithms. But we are very fortunate that Instagram, specifically Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri, is pretty open about the general workings of the algorithms they use, because this isn't always the case with platforms like this. If you don't already follow Adam, I highly recommend it, because he often does videos on important Instagram topics like the algorithm, introduces new features that they're testing, and he even answers questions from users just like you in his stories. So I'll leave the link to his account in the show notes so that you can take a peek. So let's do a little Wizard of Ozing here and pull the curtain back on the great and powerful algorithm. The first thing it is important that we understand about Instagram's algorithms is that they truly only have one job. And that job is to keep people on the app and engaging on the app, because that is how Instagram runs its business. The more people that are on the app and the longer they stay there, the more they can be advertised to. So the algorithms were built to keep us there, which means the success of your content isn't actually due to the algorithm. The algorithm doesn't make you go viral. It's the people on the other end of the screen that the algorithm is trying to keep on the app that dictate how well our content does. Okay, so if the algorithm isn't determining the success of your content, your audiences, how does that all work? It's actually pretty simple. The algorithms are set up to track what are called signals. And again, Instagram has been pretty open with us about what these signals are. So the algorithms actually track things like social signals, which show you have a relationship with someone on the app, engagement signals, click signals, view time signals, and more. And from all of these signals, it determines what content to show to you and who to show your content to. And when it comes down to it, the more signals, the better. The more signals between you and your audience, the more signals they leave on your content, the more likely your content will be shown to them and even others. which is why it is so important that you are crystal clear about who your target audience is and what kind of content they resonate with. There's really no need to hack the algorithm like a lot of people talk about. If you spend time getting to know your audience and figure out what content is most helpful for them or interesting to them, that's where the social media magic happens. Truly, when it comes down to it, the algorithms are just a bunch of code and not some person trying to stick it to us by not showing that reel we worked on for 3 hours to more people. Its one and only goal is to keep people on the app. So we need to shift our focus from trying to hack the algorithm to getting to know the people behind the screens that are consuming our content. If you're intrigued by the algorithms and want to learn more, Later has a great blog post that goes in depth on each of the algorithms, and I'll leave that link for you in the show notes. Now it's time to go spread the word. Share this episode to your stories and share one thing you learned about the algorithm so we can start demystifying it for everyone else. And don't forget to tag me in your stories so I can see what you learned from today's episode. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.